Hello again. Here on a Friday evening, as we do, and it's just 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK, and it's my pleasure to have Chris Garcia with me once again this evening. The court queue stands currently at six. Yeah, six. Any advances on? Actually, two people have just dropped off the court queue, so, okay, I don't know where they've gone, but, right, I see line three and one have suddenly jumped off, strange, but never mind, I'm sure they'll be back presently. Here's one of them at least, that's one of them there. That's got to be line one because line two is already in there. Okay, so all we're now missing is line five, I think, two. Okay, right, we've got one of them back anyway. Right, so let's say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Ken, what's up?
Hi, Chris. Oh, not too much, mate, not too bad. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
sorry?
It's been just amazing. You know, just to be on as always, and then the month has gone by too fast. Yeah.
Oh yes, the month has gone by really quick this month, as really. It's amazing how quick, you know, the year has gone. And, you know, with all the COVID stuff around, and we've had, what, 2-3 years of it now, really, you know, it's the years seem to be just flying by now, yeah? And it's a little bit depressing at times to see the year go so quickly, but, you know, I think it's just because it's just a mindset that we get ourselves into. You know, I think the year goes by just as quickly or as slowly as it always has done, because it's just like a mindset that we get into, and it can be very depressing. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Right, our court queue is building up nicely, so we're going to make a start. Now then, line one should be here somewhere. Right, Veronica. Are you there?
Hello?
No.
No, Veronica.
Not there.
I can hear her. Oh,
sorry.
I hear her laughing.
Hello? 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 I love you, Brent.
Hello? Hello?
Chris, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that. I got, thank you so much for taking my call, and I want to tell you that some things that you're telling me that always, like, come true at a different time frame. But I have a situation right now, because I have to help my mom's daughter, my older parent daughter. I have two siblings. I think one of my siblings is planning some bad things. Like, I heard it, I caught it, including with the step parent. Can you please see what's going on?
Please hold on. Let's see what we got here. Well, if they're doing a bad thing, I don't know why, but I got the word. Like, I'm almost like they're going to be up to doing something to no good. For some reason, I kept, like, hearing the word stealing or stolen. Or they're just going to try to do something to make things go bad. But I wouldn't be so worried about it. I was told to just take it easy. And if you just pray and you just ask for guidance, you will be protected no matter what they do. Because, I mean, people can do some crazy shit. I'm sorry to say it, but, yeah, some people just do some crazy stuff. So what they're trying to do is trying to get things done to cause issues. I see conflict and arguing. So there's something that they're up to. I don't know why, but I feel that this is going to be probably for something later in life. More like kind of like a will. Some kind of will or something. But I'm being told that spirit support, your, can't even talk, the spirit support system is there to support you. And they're just making you more aware and more aware as the year goes by. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy. People do some crazy stuff during this time because the veil is very thin. People tend to do a lot of more magic during this time. And it's just something that people just do. And I was told to always have more protection to repel anything negative during this time. Okay? So that's what I was told. So just know that you just need to just focus on you and put some energy. And I was saying to use sweetgrass and some sage. And
yes,
that's what I'm seeing with me. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Chris, you, my God, look how accurate you are. My God. I am right now planning on the will possibility divorce. You can please look at it. The situation is not very good. Do you think I'm going to be able to be successful in the divorce? I think that's the best approach. The young sibling, if you look at her, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Just I know I'm in air, but it's very shocking what she does. Do you see it going through successfully? I already have contact, and we're going to go in progress. Can you please advise me on that?
What I would say is that the crazy stuff that she does is wrong, and it's just not right.
Yeah.
Is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're gonna find out more as time goes on. So I'm thinking she's up to no good, and I see a divorce going through. So all the paperwork is gonna be done. And then whatever will, whatever I was picking up on, that's going to be okay. But they are going to try to fight you for it. So don't be surprised if they say, no, this is mine. No, that's mine. So just be aware that they're going to just be doing stupid stuff. So just keep your eyes open and just pray and protect. I would say put some bottle of, like a bowl of salt. Put it by the bed, or you can put it under your bed, and put some barriers around your house, because I do see that they're going to try to do something. So I would say just to be very protected, I would say recommend sage, lavender, and if you can get rosemary, burn some rosemary incense. And I see like blessings coming for you. So I think things are going to start changing, even though they think that whatever they think they're doing is going to work. I'm being told it's not going to work. So basically what I'm being told is just that you're going to be fine. So don't even worry about it. I don't see anything going bad for you. I see things going bad
Chris,
for them, but that's in their own karma, though.
Okay. So when I hit the divorce with the parent, there's ways that I'm already started that if they end up doing like what they're planning, I'm able to. I could probably put him in jail. Sorry, because am I right?
Yes, you mean like stealing, and I think embezzling money. There's something about money. So, but I know that our time's up, so if you want to talk to me
more, we
can talk more later offline. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Veronica.
Yes.
Okay. It's a kind of looking at the clock and watching the minutes ticking away, realizing that we're at 1 hour and 46. And I hadn't started the timer, so I thought, well, I'll go back, find out how long the song was, add the song to the amount of time that's gone, and do it that way. And it kind of worked, because the song was 3 minutes long, and we started the show at 9 o'clock, and it is now 14 minutes past, so there you go. So there you go, 3 minutes, 14 minutes past now, because I've been talking for a minute, and 3 minutes and 10 is 13, you know, I can learn to count. So it's like, who needs a bell? Never mind. Now then, let's see where we are next. Line two has mysteriously, I can see it. Okay, just bear with me. Okay, Queen.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ken again. What's up?
Hi, Queen. How you been?
I've been fabulous. I went to an event last weekend, and I had such a fabulous time. It was fabulous. And I'm going, I was invited somewhere this weekend, and I'm going near the water.
Mm-hmm.
So life is opening up in different ways, and I have a big smile just thinking about it. How you been?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I've been doing a lot of private reading. Yeah, it's been just crazy. I've had visions. I just posted one of them on my Facebook, and I will be interviewing people as well, if you saw my StreamYard. But yes, I'm picking up and stuff like that. So other than what I see for you, okay, this is just telling me, even though things are going good for you, the devil card popped. Which meaning that there's outside influences that are going to try to, I guess, to throw you off course. And let me remind you, for everyone listening, this is a time when witches do their shit, okay? I'm going to say it like that, or do their stuff. But for you, Queen, I would say just to be protective, put salt on the barriers around your house or your apartment, wherever you stay. I'm seeing like dark dressing to be sprinkled, and this is clean, and I would say recommend that. Some of it can come to some source where they have it fixed, and they have like herbs and incense, and then have like different types of stuff with it. So I would say sprinkle some yard dressing. I don't know why I'm getting that, and it's funny because I'm getting like a little headache as I'm saying that. I guess it's because, not that I wasn't supposed to say it, it's just that there's spirits that are coming through and that are not of angelic, that they're trying to come to me, but I'm like telling them back up. The energy within the past week, even for me, has been feeling kind of heavy. So with that being said, I do feel that if you feel heavy with all the light workers out there listening, you need to protect yourself right now, because we're in between a vortex and portals, what I'm seeing, even though the veil is very thin. Okay, so I would say that there might be some kind of moon work that you might want to do, because, and I'm hearing vanishing, so you might want to do that, and that's for you too, Queen. Might want to vanish, do some meditation, call St. Michael to cut the cords, because that's what they're saying, the meditation card came up. And then I'm seeing that you're going to be doing love work. Also, love work might be coming to you too, like someone might be coming in your life trying to see. They're going to come in, but not right off the bat. I see like a boyfriend and girlfriend working, being done. I see it being successful. And don't be surprised if people might ask you to reconciliate them to get them together, is what I'm seeing, because they can use the magic. And October is very, very strong for any type of work. But just try to know to say yay or nay, depending on what you feel when you have consultations with people. I would say just choose them wisely and choose the cases or whatever you're drawn to very carefully right now. Okay, so that's what I'm being told for you, Queen. Just be very careful with the cases that you choose. Transformation is growing. Your past challenges are done. So a transfer, meaning transportation is that you're going to a higher level. And I'm being told this is way beyond radio. You're going to be doing more events and probably going to be doing more oils for people as I see that. And if they know who your ancestor is, they're going to ask you for that special oil. And then it says, don't hate, meditate. So you need to keep meditating and give some love through the meditation. That's what I'm seeing. And then trust your your vibes and trust your intuition when you work certain cases, because there's going to be some where you're just going to, I know you're like me, you don't like to say no, but I'm being told that you will. Oh, this is interesting. The wolf card came up, so it's telling me that you're already advancing to being a teacher, which we already know that you're a teacher. And then I'm seeing everything in numbers, frequency. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I want to say that dream that I had on my Facebook, not the recent one, but something about the library. You went to the Aztec records to get information, and you're going to get, being able to get that information to teach people, to guide them, and to do what you're going to do. And then they're telling me, the other side is telling me, both sides, the living and the dead, are saying that you have to take that leadership. Because the mountain lion came up, so it's going to be time for you to take that step. Ooh, this is, doesn't surprise me. The Black Panther came up for you, Queen, which means the unknown, embracing the unknown. So the unknown is kind of like, come here. You know, it's trying to invoke you to be interested in tapping into the unknown and helping people with kind of, not depending on the cases too. If it's something that could be like, if they feel like it's a spirit, you don't be able to get rid of it. If it's something that's beyond your realm, you won't be doing it. Your guides will revoke. Okay, that was weird. They told me that you were repentant and revoke them. And you're going to be doing a lot of vanishing work during this time in October. I'm seeing an event. And hold on. Okay, I'm seeing the Day of the Dead, an event there, which is in November. Something in the team from November, so you're going to be very busy. You're going to be from now to November. You're going to be really, really busy. And Mrs. Laveau is going to help you with that.
All right. Sounds very interesting.
I don't know if it makes sense, if it goes with what you're going through, but if you haven't, the frequency is very, very high right now. I don't want to say too much because I know I'm limited to say, but I've been going through some times of feeling heaviness, which I've been having to cleanse more. And I would say just to keep saging, cleansing, sweet grass. It's very important. I think everyone needs sweet grass around this time. Because there's a lot of, like, I feel like there's clouds over certain people. So the more that work you do, the more draining you're going to be feeling. So that's for you too, Queen. So just make sure that when you do readings or whatever, you cleanse right after that. And I would say use Palo Santo. If you don't have it, I would say get it and do a cleansing of your area where you have your clients and your cards and everything. With divination. And then I was going to ask you, did I tell you about the the tuning fork?
Yes. Remember, you did, and I did. I put the tuning fork and something else together, and I sent it to you. I forgot what I put together, but I combined two, I think the chimes and the tuning fork together. And
that's going to be good to keep your vibration up, because I think we're all going to be tested this month. So just keep your tuning, because that's what I'm being told. Just keep the tuning fork. If you have to do some sounds, because the sound is going to be very important with you right now. Sound is the frequency of your vibration. And speaking of vibration, when I did that last live, I think you popped in on one of my videos. Hold on. I'm going to see if they can tell me what frequency you are. Hold on.
Yeah, and it was the bowls and the tuning forks I combined together. And the Akashic Records is part of my book.
Go ahead. Okay. So there's a validation there. I keep seeing something to do with 150 or 151. That's the frequency within, I don't know why, but I keep seeing astrology in that. And then I'm seeing numerology. So there's something with the 150 and 151. Those are the frequency numbers that I'm seeing. And it's not like 111, 222. These are numbers that no one ever knows about. So I'm being told that I'm going to start working with these numbers. I'll go more into detail maybe on the live that I'll be talking about numbers that have three-digit numbers. So you might want to check this out, 150 and 151. So you're at a very high dimension. I'm actually seeing the 10th when I add the... So I'm seeing something to do with 10. So you're already at a very high frequency. And I feel like those numbers have a lot of impact with what you're doing right now.
Okay, duly noted. I thank you and catch up with you later. Take care, both of you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Quinn. Right, let's see where we're going. Right. So, 9-3, right up at the top here, Catherine.
Hi, Chris. This is Catherine.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I've been seeing a lot of porcupine everywhere, porcupine pictures, and in the paper and in the news and people talking about seeing porcupines, and I'm wondering about, what is that? Does he symbolize?
And the medicine cards, I believe it represents innocence. So hold on, I'm looking real quick to go more into depth about that, because I do also, I've been doing a lot, for some reason, I've been doing a lot of medicine card readings. Yes, it goes with innocence. So it's a reminding of innocence then. With every man, each woman, a friend. So basically, the medicine wheel is the place of childlike innocence and humanity.
Oh.
So there's going to be a lot of humanity going on around you.
A lot of humanity?
Humanity, yeah. Humanity is what I'm... Humanity and humanity is together. Right now, I'm being told just two. Hold on. Okay, it says get a reminder of not to get caught in chaos of adult world. Fear, greed, suffering. Okay, so in other words, just have that innocence with you. And if you feel like you're kind of just, lombarded. Okay, they're telling me, now they're telling me big words. If you're lombarded, if you feel kind of just, like you're just not connected, you got to keep yourself out of balance, because I'm seeing the Libra scale. So what I'm being told is that you have to keep the balance of faith Okay, this is weird. I don't know what this means. But this is more having to do with you. This is with faith and justice. And I'm being told justice will prevail.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that means that there's something about a court or an appearance in court. And then, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Some energy is trying to mess with me, so I had to do, like, clearing as I'm doing the readings, too. Hold on.
Sure.
Yeah, the veil is very thin. I can feel it. It feels very heavy. Okay, so, hold on. Let me see. Okay. I was going to place a bigger number, but hold on. I'll do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, this is what I'm being told. Surround that you're going to have trustworthy friends. Because right now, I feel like you're surrounded by people that are not false friends. And I'm being told that you're going to be surrounded with people that you can trust and love. Because I feel like you need that guidance. And then I kind of feel too, like, concerned about the porcupine, even though it does represent innocence. But it's very, okay, this is what I was told to say. Look and protect your little space, because when a porcupine feels threatened, what is going to do? He's going to have his horns up.
The quills.
So just have
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something to do with people around you, and I'm being told that you have those quills around you because people are going to try to deceive you, but you're not going to do it just for no reason. You're going to do it as, like, backup. That's going to be your defensive mechanism. Can't even talk. Oh my God, they're using big words for me. You're going to be using the defensive mechanism. So you're going to be very defensive. Even though you might have they're saying that your innocence is beautiful. You're a beautiful person. It's heading out. But don't let this innocence deceive you, because if you provoke me, I will fight back.
Not you're saying.
I know. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just that I noticed that today, and I was calling Kim's show, and I don't know if it's mine or Ken, or maybe the connection is kind of like interfering with the messages. I don't want to say it's me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Ken. Right. It could be maybe a connection on the Block Talk. I don't know. That's nothing of my expertise. But I'm being told that, okay, that's weird. They're telling me that the spirits are floating around. The spirit team talk. The spirits are floating around with technical. A lot of people might not believe that, but there might be some kind
of... computer, something happened to my computer yesterday, and one of my Bluetooth, it just disappeared off the computer. So that was weird.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense what I just said. Spirits are manipulating the frequency right now. And I just feel that there is something that keep in mind that the veil is very thin. Because I'm very
clear. Okay. So we've got a lot of distortion coming through on this show. Something is not handling very well at all in the studio this evening, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I will say, however, over the past two shows, last night we stretched to an hour and 30 for you. Tina was unable to join us as a second hour guest, and we stretched it to an hour 30 for you, bringing the extra 30 minutes there. But we had not one single donation in support of, and the same this evening again. So if we're going to continue to be doing shows, and we need your support. Okay, fair enough. I can say that when we have troubles with Blog Talk, then maybe it is that you don't want to support those type of shows. And I can understand that to some part, you know. You expect good audio and everything else when you call in. The shows need supporting. And why do they need supporting? Because what we give is, you know, it's like 10 minutes per show. And I know there at the moment that we're not on every night. And I must tell you, for the next two Tuesdays, Tina will not be with us. So for the next two Tuesdays, Tina is taking a short break. Whether Tina will come back with us after that, we don't really know. So a short break. And we've got less days next week. So everything's been paid for another month. But, you know, I'm really thinking now, come the new year, is pulling the plug on everything, because it's just not happening. We're not getting the support that we deserve, and it's just not happening. Okay, right, so I've refreshed everything from this end, so the only thing I can think of is that there's something going on there at the Blog Talk transmitter end, so we've got to persevere, and we'll go to the next call now, and that should be Holly.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to block out that the static. I don't know, and it's like I said, it's not Ken, it's not me. I just feel like the spirits are manipulating the energy. It's very strong. So, but anyways, how can I help you today?
I'm wondering if I can get a message from my brother, James.
Maybe you can get a message. I don't know if they're going to come through, because everything's just been just crazy right now. Hold on. Let's just see if something comes through. Okay, the only thing I got right there is that I'm here for you when you need me. Just call, and I'm here like a snap of a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is that he says to take care of yourself. You need to take care of better of yourself. And I don't know why, but I heard the word anniversary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying I want flowers. I keep hearing I want flowers, I want flowers.
He wants flowers?
Yes.
Okay.
Is what I'm seeing, okay. And then I don't know what kind, but I'm seeing like a beer or something that he drank, and just leave it there. And I would say to honor him with us, if you can find, because I know there's on the news over here, they said that you need to use incense to represent the loved one. I can't think of the name of it right now, but right now the only one that's coming to me is Frank Incense. Frank Incense is very good right now to,
uh-huh,
you know, and have like maybe a rosy smell, you know, to represent your family's altar, okay? And then I was also said that there's inheritance that you need to claim. I don't know what that is, what that's about, but who says that there's inheritance? Okay?
Yeah,
and
I don't
then
know.
Also,
my mom said everything.
Okay, say again. I didn't hear you.
My mom took it.
Okay, I didn't hear you. You kind of broke out when you said your mom. Your mom's what?
Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, you just broke out when you said mom. Are you there?
I can't. Yeah, I'm here.
No, I said, when you said mom, you broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was saying my mom took everything when he died. Very greedy.
Well, okay, now I heard you. I don't know why, but there might be some inheritance that's left. And then, firstly, there's something about strength that you need to be strong right now. Because you feel like kind of, I'm hearing telepathically lonely. And feel like there's something misplaced. Like there's something that just doesn't feel right. That's what I'm being told.
Something misplaced?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I said misplaced. Like there's energy that feels like I'm just, like I'm lost and trying to seek guidance. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then I was told to also go to student because the page of Pentacles came up. So he's saying for you to get your education and follow your dreams and go for that degree. Go for that education and follow your and your guidance. Can you hear me?
Oh, I heard I should get a degree in what?
Go for your education. And reach for your dream. That's what I heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I was told. Just go for your degree and just go reach your dream because he wants you to get your degree. Because you said something about a degree or a diploma to advance in your business. That's what I was told, to go for your degree to help you to advance in the business that you want.
Okay.
And I keep seeing college, so for some college, I want to say I see going to college probably in either December or January. I see college for some reason for you.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing right now. And that's what I got from your brother.
Okay.
And hopefully that makes
be
sense.
Good.
Now what?
I did the...
I can't hear. She's breaking out. I can't even hear what she said.
Say again?
Hello? No, I said I didn't hear what you said.
Bell? Oh, did the bell go off?
The what?
The bell.
No, but it's just
is my time
no,
up?
No, I just haven't heard. I can barely hear you because of static in the background. I'm trying to block it out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so anything else for me?
That would be it right now. That's all I'm seeing right now. But I would say in case of, I don't know if I'm still going to want to do the show, but I'm saying if anybody wants to reach out to me, because I don't know what's going on. I think it's a block talk issue because there's a lot of static in the background. I would say if you can reach me at 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470. In case if y'all can't hear anything I said, then just give me a call and we can do the reading without the static.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of static and I'm having a hard time hearing everybody. Anything else?
Okay, girl. But I was done, so.
I can't hear you. What?
Okay. All right. Ali's gone. God bless. Okay. So Holly's call getting quite a little short there. We seem to be having a trouble with the connection. So I don't know what that is, but we're getting a lot of audio problems this evening on the show. Okay, just let me do this. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break and see whether that clears anything up by taking a break. But I can't see how it should. But, you know, it seems to be at the start of every month. Now, they're due to be paid tomorrow again for another month. And the payment's already gone through. So they've had the money. So, you know, they should be really getting their finger out the backside sort of thing now and making things work properly. But, you know, it's this issue with things. And it seems to be at the start of each month. And, you know, we'll wait till his money's cleared first before we'll give him, okay. And then the engineer's, like, looking for the money first before they do anything, yeah. Right. I'm born with paranoia. Can't help it. Okay, right. Oh, this one, mighty, very short. Okay, short and sweet, that one. I'm just trying to get comfortable in my seat. Okay, right, so, we're going to persevere, as I said there, and, you know, took a short break there. The music seemed to be playing fine, at least at this end, anyway, and, the only thing I can say there is that there's a Blog Talk audio issue at the signal end because the music seemed to play fine there. So it's got to be the signal end on the actual phone lines. So perseverance, I think, is all we can do at the moment. Right then, let's see where we're going. Okay, Christina.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
How can I help you?
I was wondering, I've been hearing like high pitched like sounds like last
yes.
night by my bed.
Yes. Okay.
And I was just wondering if you had any insight on that.
Okay, is it high pitches within your ear, like if it's standing next to you? Or is it like high pitch sound? Can you be more specific?
Yeah, it's not facing the window, but kind of by my closet in a corner, by the
okay.
head of my bed,
uh-huh.
and it's like it almost sounds like music. So
it almost sounds like what?
Music.
Oh, okay. Okay, now that's kind of interesting. Well, when I was shuffling, I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly, and it says to connect with music. So the reason why you're hearing these tones is because the other side is having fun with this. It's what I'm being told. They're wanting you to tune into the songs, like depending on what kind of song it is. If it's more like angelic, because it's weird because I'm getting more angelic when I'm tapping into your voice. And I keep getting there's like something to do with the fairy realm, that they're kind of just manipulating the sound. And what I'm being told is that when you're hearing these songs, you don't have your radio on, you're not looking at YouTube, you're not on the phone. This is more of okay, they're actually smiling. It's telepathic kind of frequency to where you're going to be able to tap into different sounds and different frequencies. And it's funny, I've been saying this whole month, even before October. Everyone that knows all shows I've done, I've said this over and over and over, and I'm just getting validation. And this is proof of it, that the veil is so damn thin that there's people that are hearing noises, hearing ringing in their ear, which I've been hearing a lot of ringing in my ear, speaking of that. So kind of like, you know what it almost sounds like? It almost sounds like you're in a plane and your ear pops. It's that kind of weird sensation where you just hear the ring, you know, the weird.
It almost sounds like a high-pitched bell, like boo.
Yes, yes.
Like really
and you know
high.
So that tells me that you're tapping into your guide. But you got to, hold on. I'm going to see if I can even get a name. Hold on. Who is she tapping into? Grandma, tell me, who is she tapping into? Hold on. I don't know why, but when I listen to you, I hear the violin playing. And then for some reason, seem like an artist, like Da Vinci, like those old drawings from back in the old days.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, yes, he just popped in my head, and I couldn't say the name. I just said his last name, Da Vinci. He's popping in my head for some reason now. Besides him painting, I kind of thought he was kind of very in tune with the music. I don't know why I'm getting that very, very strong. And it's funny because he was
I've been painting a lot
good.
Lately.
Yeah. So that, okay, then there you go. There's validation right there. So that can mean
yeah.
that you're tapping into the energy. And what I'm being told, and this is what's crazy, I see you, like, standing up. I see the picture that you're drawing, and I see it, like,
either you're either looks to me outside or like by the porch. And I feel like as you're painting, you're just going in with it, like you're just doing your hand real softly and just, I'm getting chills as I'm saying that. You're getting like this real swift motion with your hand. And then like all of a sudden your hand is almost like taken over by something. And then all of a sudden, instead of automatic writing, you're automatic painting. So it's almost like something is channeling through you. So I actually want to say, and this is what's crazy. I hope this doesn't scare you, but this is how it goes. As you're painting, he comes through. And sometimes he might appear as like a silhouette on the side, but he comes behind you and he enters your body. And whatever he draws in his, with his spirit, it comes through your body, out into your hand, into the clipboard. So whatever you're drawing, you're tapping into him. So I'm being told you might want to do some sort of connection with him.
Okay.
For some reason, I keep hearing great, 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 great grandfather. So he could have probably been a descendant, or you could have been related to him. Like he's a like an ancestor, but for many, many years. I feel like there's a connection with you and him. And the fact that I know that is because you understood, even though I couldn't pronounce his name, but you said his last name. And the fact that you said his last name, that means that you're in tune with him. And then you're in tune with people, with the messages that you're getting from a psychic, from a medium. So basically you're channeling the things that I can't say for some reason, because lately, for some reason, the readings today, I've been getting a lot, like tongue-tied a lot, and I've noticed that. So I think it's the veil that's messing with the throat chakra, and it's messing with people's speech. I don't know why I'm being told that. So the words might kind of sound gibberish. And you, the frequency is coming through your painting of what you paint. And I feel like he was, I do want to say, hold on, don't say nothing. I want to see if I can get an answer. Was he related to her? And what ancestor is he? Okay. Oh, my God, I'm getting killed. Okay. I'm getting 20th century with him. He was your grandfather in a past life. That's why you've been drawing. And as I'm seeing you drawing, I don't know why, but as I'm drawing, like I'm tapping into you, I actually feel like I want to cry. Like I'm just tears of crying. It's kind of like sadness and happiness together. Mm-hmm. And as you're drawing these paintings, you're getting like goosebumps all over. I don't know why. I'm actually feeling you like very strong right now. This is what you're meant to do. And I actually see you doing a business with this. And I see your painting being sold at, how would you call it?
Really?
They're
not that good.
That's what you're
saying. They're actually quite simple.
Well, that's what you think. But as you, the more you practice, you're getting your frequency of painting is going to change. Your colors are going to change. You might just even go outside and paint like the sky and get a clear sheet, and you're going to start painting the best of your knowledge of what you see in front of you. So like if you see like the tree that you're drawn to, it's going to come out beautiful. It might look like people. It might look just like nothing. But there's something with you in painting. And then they're saying that for you to connect with music. And then it says the next one that came up was shine your light. You need to share your light with the world. As a matter of fact, the Da Vinci was actually, are you really telling me that? Okay. He just talked to me. He was an empath. He heard tunes. As he was painting, he would hear tunes in his ear. So that kind of relates to what you're hearing. You're hearing certain kind of like tones, and I'm seeing like that that writing, like you know, like when you go to band, I'm seeing that. I don't know what that stuff is called because I'm a I'm not a musician, but I'm seeing those notes. I see them in my head. So that means that you see, you're going to start able to write, read notes without even being in band. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm being told.
Wow. Well, I love music and I love art. So, and I've been painting, and they're pretty simple paintings, but you know, they help me to feel a little bit better and distract my mind from some of the depression I've been going through.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I see. That's the weird thing is that I feel that that's what I'm getting told with you. Is that you're tapping into things, and it's weird because that's the thing that I'm seeing with you. You, and then it's funny because right now, when I said that, I just got the weird thing, kind of like on my third eye. So you're tapping into a lot of stuff, and I'm being told that you might even be tapping into fairies. So might want to research that.
Fairies, okay? You said?
Yes, ma'am. Fairies, exactly. Oh, what I said.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for the reading. It was very interesting.
And hopefully it makes sense to you.
Yeah, a lot of it does, yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Christiana. Okay, my fault. I mispronounced it. Okay, right. Let's see where we are. Kerry.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Hey, Ken.
I'm doing excellent today.
Yes. So, okay. So, just wanted to see what kind of energy that you're picking up around my upcoming case. Because we just completed the paperwork yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had someone help me, but we perfected it just right to show that I was discriminated against because of my race.
Mm.
So we have to. The goal is to show that racism, that I was being singled out when other people were available.
This is more of a discrimination now. This is going to turn into more of a... Oh, my God, this is crazy. Okay, well,
I know,
being told is that you're going to have to go higher up. You're going to have to talk to some... Can't even talk today. What the hell is wrong with me? You have to go higher up the Supreme Court, which meaning that you're going to have to go higher than the judge that you're talking to. You're going to have to talk to his boss because I'm seeing... discrimination with this. So in other words, you're not getting your rights, your human rights as who you are. So they're overlooking it, and I'm being told that there's favoritism in this case.
Okay.
So you might want to have to go higher up with this because I don't feel like it's like the way, because I did feel like there was a lot of changes because I've talked to you. But we haven't done any private readings lately. But the thing is that I feel like the frequency of, okay, now that's weird. I just heard my ear just popped when I said that. There's a lot of discrimination and there's a lot of rights and a lot of, okay, mm-hmm. My grandma just told me there's going to be a lot of red tape that you're going to have to do to get this shit fixed and solved because from the last time in the reading, from the private reading, to now, with the veil so thin and the timing, it's like there's influence, a lot of influence, and it's something of the outside. It's not within people. There's an outside influence. So what I was told is, hold on.
I know. I see the outside influence. People, I'm not interested in them. They're just jealous.
I'm not talking about it. This is not outside influence with people. This is outside influence with spirits. This is something totally different. Okay, you know what I just heard? You're going to war right now. You're with this case, you're having war going on to fight for your rights. So St. Michael is there trying to cut the cord, but you're having a lot of energy that's trying to make you look bad and trying to mess things up for you.
It's
and that's what I was told.
Uh-huh. But they're not going to win.
Yeah.
Because I have all of the proof. We have all of the proof to show racial discrimination. I mean, these people, they want to fight. I mean, they have to, they want to go for blows. But they,
well, you know what? It's weird, too, because I'm actually seeing money involvement, like lingering and money. So it's basically, it's a money thing. They want the shit done and closed. They don't want to be dealing with you anymore. They just want this shit like, You just want this shit over with.
That's not I just want it over with myself. Yeah. Okay. That's what I want.
So I
want it over with.
So I was told that you're going to have to really stick up for your right. And you might just need another. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to ask something. Hold on. Yes, you need another. I'm being told that you might have to look for another attorney.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. That's just what I just got. I don't feel like there's not a fair case. This. Now, from what I'm being told, is that this case is so corrupted that it's got, like, favoritism, it's got discrimination, and there's money.
So the thing is, and people can go to jail.
Money.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. So that's what I'm being told.
All right. So what I'll do is this. I'm going to send you, we'll do a private reading because they're going to give me my money. They can do anything that they want.
Okay, we can talk about that later. Yeah, we can talk more about that because that's very, very detailed. And I don't want to say anything on the radio. There means a lot of the energy just seems off, and it could be because of the veil. It could be because of number of outside influences. It's because of this is a time for magic. This is a time for paganism, witchcraft, you name it. There could be someone that might not look like they do witchcraft or paganism, but they do. I want to say like seance is what I'm hearing. And they do it outside of the workplace. And I'm seeing like a field. And I want to say at least, there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want to say like, I want to at least say like 10 of them is what I'm seeing. So
there's
quite a bit of people. I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing a lot of what I heard. Is
don't worry, I have protection powder. They can't touch me. I'm okay.
I would say just put your protection powder. You're okay, but the case is not protected. There's more of okay. What I was told is that if you're using powder, I would use it as in voodoo powder, and blow it in the direction that you're being told to, and
mm-hmm.
then put them in a. Put that energy out there. I can't really say too much, but I'm just going to leave it with that. Use that powder, use that incense or powder, whatever you have. Use it as a powder and blow it into the air. You might be protected, but the case is all messed up. That's all I'm going to say.
You said it's almost what? Up?
It's corrupted.
You said it's almost. Oh, it is. We'll talk later. Yes. Because yes, it is. But I'm not worried about some of these people. But my question to you is this: you mentioned to me to buy some parchment paper. I found some that's made with deer. And I think it's made with deer, sheepskin, and goatskin. Is that fine, or do you want me to get paper? I ordered that already. But then there's another paper that has, I think it's sheepskin and goatskin.
I'll see her get that paper and get a protection candle. I would say get a blue candle for for the court and then a St. Michael next to it. And then put the petition of what you want done on the petition paper. Okay. You put the petition paper and then you put the two candles on top of it. And then you put the petition and you just pray over it. And then that gets everything back into place because everything's all messed up.
Okay,
but we can
so
talk more
I'll
about
do.
That later. Okay.
All right, so just send me a text message and then we'll talk. I'll be on Long Island about 7 or 8 o'clock. Just text me, okay? And then we'll
okay.
go from there. All right.
All right, then.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, that's Kerry on that call. So let's see where we are. All right, 4 minutes left on the clock. We're doing well. 9, 6 has disappeared somewhere. 6, 7, 7. Okay, so we're on this one. Okay. Tanika.
Hi.
Hi.
I just started a new job yesterday, and I wanted to ask you what you. I wanted to ask you what you see with the job. If it's going to go good, bad. If you see there for a while and not going to get along with the people, will they respect me? And if you saw anything about relationship for me, I'm moving. I'll be open to hearing it because I don't know. Nothing's really going on right now.
Okay, well, you need to trust your inner voice. I mean, don't do, to tap into the frequency. Okay, is what I was told. Tap into the frequency and trust your vibe and trust your guidance and judgment. And if you have to ask for protection, do some meditation. As far as the job is concerned, I see it like my ears, I feel like there's a lot of heaviness for some reason. Hold on. I actually see it going kind of well, but the only way I see it going well, and this is what's crazy. I know it's hard, but I know you can do it.
Say it again, I can't hear you.
I'm being told. I'm told to tell you to do your job and mind your own business and don't pay attention to what other people are saying. And I see the job as that concern. I feel like it will go fine as long as you don't get involved in your conversation and the gossip.
Okay.
Okay, so I see that going well. Now, if you get yourself involved with people that are just talking about, oh, well, this is what I heard from work. If you get involved, they might seem like kind of like good people to talk to, but if you're asking to get in trouble. So I wouldn't get involved. So just, you know, talk to your boss. And I'm being told for you to trust who to talk to. If you do, there might be like one or two people you can talk to, but everybody else, no. There's just nothing but trouble. As far as relationships concerned, I was told to take a step back and take time to breathe and work on yourself, the energy I get. Okay, and then have peace and harmony and just ask the universe what you want, what type of man you want, and you can manifest it because this is the time for manifestation because of October is when a lot of people do their stuff. So if you do that, I would say get a love candle, like come to me. If you don't have anybody, I would say to do, of course, if you don't have the person's name, just put your name and say, bring the true one into my life. And what you can do it in the bag just to protect, you know, you and the person that you're going to be involved with. And then when you do that, you put the oils that you need to put in there. And then what I would hope for you to put is some lavender, rosebud, and then put some rose petals, dry rose petals in there, and then light the candle and just put it on your altar. And then on top of that, what I was told to empower the candle or the magic that you're going to do for to bring the true loved one in your life, put some rose petals around the candle. To put rose petals around the candle.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I see. And then I see it going good. And then as far as when will you meet that person? Hold on, I'm going to ask you if you will meet that person once you do this. Okay, if she does this, when will she meet the person? I don't know why, but I want to say it won't be until like January.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you will probably find your the one that you're going to be doing, the one that you're going to fall in love with. But as far as like right now, I don't see it anytime this year. I see the relationship. You'll probably be in a relationship by January.
Hmm.
So Do you see anything about me moving? As far as right now, not anytime soon. Is what I see. If you do, it just depends on how much effort you put into what you do.
Okay,
the
role that I have at the job is like, it's a retail job, and I have like a leadership role there right below the manager. And I like her, and she wanted me to come in there to help her because she's fairly new there and is like a little bit of staff there and a little bit of staff that's there. They don't really like to work. They're used to not having to work, or they don't really care about being managed, I guess, or whatever. So
Yeah, they got too much. They're like, because what I'm told is that they're burned out being in management. They actually did like to be in management, but now that they're being a manager and management, they're burned out, so they want to go back to being employees. But in order for them to do that, they have to be downgraded. And they're still being leadership, but not as much as responsibility. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like they like it, but now it's kind of just same old shit. They're just tired of it. They don't even want to be in management because it's like too much of headaches and migraines and stress. So they just don't want it. So that's why you said that, because they're actually wanting somebody else to take their place. But they can still be in leadership, but not as much as management, because a lot of management is paperwork, you know, scheduling the employees and, you know, making sure that they don't go over overtime and all that other shit. So I do feel that if you advance into this management stuff, they might just go take that step down and say, you know what, we're going to give you this responsibility, but we're going to still monitor you, because we don't want this anymore, but we're going to monitor you for a while, and then once we see that you have it, then we're going to start stepping back, further back, and we're just going to be still kind of like managers, but employees more of just, because they're just tired of dealing with the scheduling and all that stuff, so they might put you in that leadership with a shift leader and shift scheduler, so if you do it, it won't be happen. That won't happen until probably, hold on, I would say like probably by either this month or November, you're going to be having to do more responsibility.
I don't mind, because I was hired in a leadership role anyway, so I'm right under the manager, so I don't mind, because I wanted responsibility. I wanted assistant manager, but they didn't have that. So put me in a leadership role, which is right underneath the manager. So like I'm like a shift lead or whatever. But I could tell the employees there don't really like, I don't know, they don't really like me already. Or I don't know if it's me or what. But yesterday was my first day, and I was just in the back doing training videos. And when the manager left, I heard on the walkie-talkie, because there's one in the office too where I was doing the training videos, they said out loud on the walkie-talkie,
somebody on the floor. Like, it's like two guys, like young guys that work here. They're like, do you want me to just tell her to leave? And I didn't know who they were talking about. I thought it was just like an annoying customer in the store until one of them came back to where I was doing the videos. And they were like, oh, whenever you're done, you could just leave. And then he walked away. I heard him tell the other guy in the walkie-talkie that was on the floor, oh, I just told her. So, like, they were talking about me, like, why is she still here, you know?
Well, this is because I think with them, they're, oh, my God, they're actually telling me big words. They're incompetent, okay, and they're irritated. So it's just like they don't want to deal with you. They just want to get the hell out of there. So basically, is it you that they dislike? Yes, they dislike you, even though you didn't do anything to them. It's just that they just are just fed up with everybody because everybody talks about each other, and I'm hearing like there's rumors within the corporate. So just keep a lookout, and I would say to do some put some protection oil to not get involved in any of quills with people that you work with, and just keep it at a distance and just do your job. And if they talk bad about you, just don't repel back. And say, just be nicer. And the more that you're nicer, the more meaner they're going to get, the more irritated that they might just quit and you don't have to deal with them anymore. So just don't worry about them and just do your job and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I see for you.
Okay.
And good luck. And good luck with your job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shanika. Okay. And there's the bell. Okay. Rightio. So that's Tanika then. Oh, Corku is still building. Would you believe this late in the show? And, you know, we've got 30 minutes left only of tonight's show. And we've reached line 16, which means that 16 people have called this evening. Yeah. So... whether we'll get to them all, I don't really know, but I'm looking at still six people now in the call queue because we've just taken Tanika's call there. So we should now be, we've still got like six to go. Six people to go. So we're going to do our best. Okay, let's see where we are then. Lisa.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry, I was doing dishes. Yes,
okay.
Hi, I was calling. Hi, Chris. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Thank you so much. My question is this. I called before about these women that were bothering me and stuff. They did go on somewhere and they slandered me about 10 days ago. And it seems to have calmed down now, but I got a text on Monday from one of them. Do you think this is going to wind down pretty soon?
Honestly, from the time that we talked on all the shows, I actually can tell you this. I'm going to tell you what's fucking hilarious. This is bullshit, to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you like this because I feel like when I talked to you then last show that I did with Tessa, I felt like that things were kind of coming down. But with all this energy that's in the air, oh, my God, the energy is insane. And I feel it right now. It's very strong. The cars that are coming out is the alligator, the spider, and the jaguar.
Yeah.
So the spider is telling me there's weaving. They're weaving their way. Okay, that's just not that I wanted to hear that. I didn't want to hear that, but this is what they're telling me to tell you. They're weaving themselves back into your circle. So in other words, they're trying to gain what they lost. But I'm being told it's too late, but they're being stubborn. So what they're doing is trying to lingering you to talk to them again in some kind of way. And since they're trying to get you in trouble, they're this, and I keep hearing that word, reputation is what they're trying to do, is trying to
screw
that up for you.
Yeah.
And then with the alligator card, I got just anger, sadness.
Yeah.
Just rage, like they just, like I see nothing but dark, dark red. It's darker, you know how like when you bleed and the when you bleed, the color red that comes out when you bleed.
Yeah.
Okay, it's darker than what we bleed. And I keep seeing that aura. I see that aura around one of them. I see this dark, dark, dark red. It's darker than blood. So that tells me that she has this anger that she cannot let go of. The other one, she kind of like lets you go because she's just like, I don't want no drama with her. She's still there and still gossiping, but she's not provoking. She's not. She's just leaving you the hell alone. And then with the young girl that still talks to her, she says, well, I can't stand Lisa because she's an annoying bitch and this and this and that. And then she's like tired of hearing her say the same thing over and over and over again. So she's like, oh, yeah, really? And in other words, she's just listening to her. She's not and taking everything she says. She's just tolerating her now. So basically, I feel like she's, you know, she's annoying her now. So it's like she doesn't want nothing to do with anything to do with you anymore. She just wants to leave you alone. But that other girl keeps telling her what's going on and this and this and that. And then also the Jaguar, it's telling me that there's a lot of secrets that are within themselves. And I feel like it's going to backfire on them because the only one that's really kind of, like, bothering you, it's going to backfire and she's going to lose that other girl, the one that they were friends with. I think she's going to turn on her. And then the only one that's going to be more of doing the shit to you, she's not going to let go. Now, due to the veil being thin in October, all I see is, you know what I keep seeing in my head? She's like a volcano about to blow. So,
is this shit?
And that's what I keep seeing.
Oh, God.
So, I'm being told that that's how she is right now. She's kind of this boiled, like this boiled lava just coming out of her because she has so much anger that no one is taking her side. Even her friend that she had turned on you, she's rebelling on her, like, I don't want to hear no more. Shut up. I don't hear no more about Lisa. But every time she's like, I'm tired of her. And it's just basically she wants everyone to be on her side.
Yeah.
That's just what I mean. And with her energy is like very, very intense. It's almost like I said, she's about to explode. Now,
right.
When the energy stops, I would say, to be honest with you, and you know how I am, Lisa. All the shows that I've listened to, you know, you listen to me, you know that I've always told you the truth, and I'm always going to say the truth to you. Is she going to stop? No. She's not going to stop until she has the last word and the last laugh. But I'm being told, even though she said, I'm being told no, you're going to have the last word and have the last word. So what I was told to tell you is to get some Palo Santo. Get that damn lavender burning, some rosemary and frankincense, and then if you can get, I would say maybe some kind of rosy smell, and to cleanse all that energy, because if you give her love, the more love she gives, the more she's going to get angry, and then eventually she's just going to let go, just like the other girl. So to give her the keep repeating love, love, and love, and love, and peace, and she's going to stop. But the only reason why she hasn't stopped and she lingered you and she was talking shit about you is because she knows that this is the time to do magic. So she's trying to work with her inner demons to try to make everything go on you when I'm being told that everything's going to reverse on her. So I'm being told that somebody's doing a reversal candle on her. And it might be that other girl that was her friend. So everything that she does to you, and now she's irritated with her, she's reversing everything back to her. So now she's by herself. Wow. So I was like, just keep doing what you're doing because it's working, even though she's trying to get to you, but just don't show no anger and just show peace and love. And that's one thing about when people hate you, the more love you give, the more annoyed they get because they're like, damn, we're still not getting to her skin, and or we're still not getting to you. So that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to test your button. But see, but when I listen to your voice, you sound very calm.
Oh,
you sound very eased, and you sound very at peace. And I do feel that now it's like you're not even worried about them. And
to her, that's
a problem because she knew that she had you on the tip of her finger. But now that you're not worried and you just don't give a crap, that's what annoys her because you're not giving her that energy. You're not giving her that power. So just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to talk to Tess about this, but I'm going to tell you that I'm very proud of you. And you've grown since I've talked to you. And I know that you follow me up. And I just want to say, I'm going to put my prayers in you. And I'm really going to do a little prayer for you right now. So just close your eyes. In the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. To protect her and always guide her in what she needs to know. To cut the cords of anything negative. And you always have Lisa in the palm of your hands of protection. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
That was a strong prayer. That was a strong prayer. I actually got chills when I said that. Okay, I got chills. I'm sorry. I got chills.
That's so funny. So there's the person that they used this guy's chat room, and he runs a channel, and he's black, and they said that I was racist. So that was the slander. Do you think that this guy is going to start realizing that they're bad people at some point, or do you think that she gave him a lot of money this month, so she's thinking that she's a good person because of the money? But it's...
You know what? I just heard that he's messed up. She just told, she gave him the money, even though she didn't say it, but this is what basically she told, just so he can take her side, is just take the money and shove it in your mouth. That's basically what you see with that guy. She shoved that money in his face to shut him up for now.
He got the money, and then he talked bad about me because he got this money from her. Talked really bad about me with her.
Yeah, because of money. Yeah, it's the money thing. That's why.
Yeah, she paid for it.
Yeah, and I mean, told that in time, the money will take a big core in their relationship. So just know that things are going to change. And you know what? I think I do have your number, but we'll talk off the air and we'll talk later. Okay.
How long do you think till those two have a falling out?
Probably November is what I got.
Okay, so he'll get annoyed with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then she won't have anywhere to talk about me, you know. She's
going to
be all alone. And if the other girl walks away too, she's going to be on her own with this.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. I'm trying to get my house in order now.
Thank you, Lisa.
And everything. Thank you so much, Ken. I'm so
thank you, Lisa. Okay, right. Now then, we've got 20 minutes and we've got three people. Fitting three people into 20 minutes, it's a bit of a feat, but we'll try and squeeze them in. Okay, let's see. Deep.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, thank you for taking my call. Good evening.
Nice to meet you. How can I help you today?
Are there any messages that I have from Spirit?
Yeah, the only message I got right now is you're going to be surrounded by friends. true friends that really care about you. And I see that's a shift of energy. I see a lot of reconnecting to this, to the energy. And then I saw the white moon. I saw the moon card. So that meaning that there's a lot of moon energy around you. And I'm seeing the moon goddess, Diana. And then I'm seeing connection with magic. So I'm being told that there's a lot of intent of magic being done. So I'm being told that you will be protected going into the new year. As far as that goes, I see that you're going to be coming with money. I see money coming in. And then I also see unconditional love. And if for some reason, it's just so symbolic. But I feel like there's something about the rain, because I'm hearing thunder right now. So I'm seeing there's a lot of people that are trying to destroy or destruct what has been done, but they're not succeeding. So I'm being told that you have the Holy Ghost and spiritual, the Virgin Mary, all around you right now. And if and if they try to do anything, it's not going to work. So I'm being told that I see a lot of good things coming to you. And like I said, I see money. And I would say just do connect with the moon, because there's moon energy coming. And then I know it's close to Halloween, so I would say just to keep things up with what you're doing, because it is work. It's working. And I'm being told for you to be productive, because a productive card is coming up. So that I see a lot of production. Keep yourself busy. A Six of Cups came up, so there's a lady with curly hair. She looks like kind of like complexion, I would think. She looks like about 6'1". She looks tall, but maybe it's just me because she has high heels. I don't know. But I just feel that she's going to help you. Okay. And I do feel like she's going to be an angel that's going to help you when you need her. And that's what I see her coming in very, very soon.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let you go before the other people can fit in.
I know. I'm trying to make it quick, so thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Good evening.
Okay, thanks, Dave. All right. Holly's called back. Holly didn't quite finish her reading, I don't know whether, because the lines were bad there earlier on, but Holly's called back there towards the end of the show. But I must say we've had 16 people in, and we've still got 2 people here, so we're going to try and fit them in. But Holly, I think you'll have to catch up with Chris on his page there, because I know that we kind of missed 2 minutes of the call there. Okay, Carolyn.
Wow, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How can I help you? Hi, what's up?
Yeah, anything you get, Chris, I'll be grateful. Thank you.
Okay. Right now, I got the miracle of forgiveness, so there's a lot of forgiveness in the air. Pent. To move your body and energy. My God. I see the victory coming your way, so a victory might be just... I keep seeing something to do. Okay, why do I keep seeing that? I see like a man of glorious for some reason. I don't know what that means, but I'm feeling like a man that's going to help you with, I guess, like an issue, like a legal issue or something that's going to get resolved. I see that happening soon. And then I see the Peaceful Warrior card coming up. So I feel like you're at peace with yourself. And then I'm seeing that you're multiple dimensional, is what they're telling me. Okay. And then I see that there's some energy that seems like aggressive, but it's more of just be on point and speak your mind and just know that, you know, you need to speak up and it's okay not to be too aggressive, but just say what's bothering you, because you're actually, and I mean doing that, you're holding too much in, and that's affecting your better judgment, your interception, and it's kind of like kind of making the dreams kind of just wonky or strange dreams I see. And if you let go of some, I can feel that things will start clearing up. And then I keep seeing the word lightning. I don't know why. Maybe it's the lightning energy that I get to you. And I don't know why, but I know some people sell this. I'm being told for you to get lightning wood, which means that if there was an area where the lightning hit the tree, I'm being told to get some lightning wood. Don't ask me why. Being told that you do that, it's going to be for protection and to cut cords off and to help you with solutions and obstacles to remove and repel. A lot of people do sell that at certain stores, but they sell them with homemade businesses. So you might want to find someone that's maybe like a magical store that maybe has a lightning wood, which means that got struck by the lightning, because that's going to help you right now for protection. Okay?
Okay. Now, I put a bid in on a place to live, and mm-hmm. They came back and made another offer, and I'm going to tell them that I'm sticking with my original bid. So am I mm-hmm. going to lose out on that? Which, you know, if I do, I'm okay with it if I do.
Honestly, it depends on if they have the money. Personally, will you lose the bid? I'm asking if you're going to lose the bid. Will she lose the bid?
I don't understand you. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose that then?
I'm talking to my guides.
Oh, okay.
I'm being told that you might lose a bid, but you find some better offer that's within your
that's
within
what I'm thinking.
Amount that you, because I'm being told that they might still want to take it, but they're kind of like iffy about it. Now, if they do take it, it's because that's the only offer that you're going to give them, but they might turn it down. It's kind of like in the middle. So they could either take it or turn it down, but I'm being told that they might turn it down. So I'm being told you might find somebody that's going to give you what you asked for, because if they give you less, then you're losing a few thousand. If they give you what they give you. So if you choose to lose a few thousand, that's up to you. But I'm being told that if they take the offer, like I said, you're going to lose a few thousand, but if you put it in God's hands and the timing, you're going to find somebody else, and I want to say probably before the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't lose anything if they don't take it, and if they do take it, I don't know if I even really want it at this point, so I'm getting ready to talk to the other person and tell them I'm not really excited about it, and I'm sticking by what I offered, and I just, you know, if they walk away, that's fine. I'm cool. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm not in any rush. I'm not forced. I'm not feeling my back is up against the wall or anything like that to make any kind of choice, an emotional choice. No, for sure. No.
Yeah.
So you see me maybe finding something better.
Is what I'm being told, yeah.
Is that our bell? Is that the bell?
No, that's my other phone. That's my phone.
Oh.
That's my other phone.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you questions, see what you get on psychic hit. I'm going to break up the state that I live in. So there's the top of the state, There's the middle of the state and there's the bottom of the state. What part of the state, top, middle, bottom, do you see me successfully finding something?
Hold on. Okay. For some reason, I want to say like the top of the state. I got a little bit of the middle.
Really? Okay.
A little bit of the middle, but not as strong as the top.
No,
so
I don't think
the
top.
Like, well, that's what I'm being told. So I go with what I'm being told. The top is what's going to help you.
Oh, but you're thinking more to the middle.
No, I felt the top is more. Is what I felt.
The middle.
Is kind of like,
oh, the top.
Okay. The top is okay, but I felt like the middle would be kind of just even. You'd come out even.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Do you think? Yeah, that's okay. I mean, if it, you know, I'm not going to turn my nose up at it for sure. I just, I think I'm getting a little punchy. You know, I just keep, the search is just driving me bananas in a way. You know, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And then,
you'll know what to do. You'll know what to do.
Yeah. Well, and it's disgusting, too, because then I see what's actually going on, and I don't like it. I don't like what's going on. You know, the hysteria and all this. I think it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just a little tired of it all. And I'm ready to just, I don't know. You know, I'll go, at this point, I'll go anywhere. You know, I'll just go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's why I'm expanding it, search all over the place. I just think what this thing that we're in, you know, where everybody's just hysterically buying and moving in and, you know, paying stuff that's not even worth it. It's just nasty. I can't believe it. So anyway, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm being told. So I would say just to go with, you'll find out what's right for you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hopefully, hopefully I just keep looking and, you know, the people that are in the industry that work in the industry. The realtors, they're sitting back and clipping their toenails on their desk. You know, they don't have to work.
Yeah.
You know, the money's just pouring in. And so that's also aggravating. You're not getting any service at all. And it's just, it's like the gold. I don't know if you know the gold rush days, but there were the gold rush days and where people were just, you know, running over each other, and that's what's going on right now. It's just so bizarre, and it's not going to continue. This is going to bust. The bubble is going to bust for sure, and it'll be interesting to see what happens after that. Occasionally, you get a good realtor, you know, that you can talk to. That makes sense. It's really weird out there. Totally weird. So I want to ask you. Another question about, what are you picking up with? Here's a woman. Oops. Okay.
Oh, the time's up.
I was going to ask you about Judy.
But
yeah,
you'll
have
to ask me.
She's my new friend. Okay. I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ken. Bye.
Thanks, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got just 4 minutes of live air. And we're going to squeeze this one in. No more calls, please. If you're out there, do not dial in now. 4 minutes on the clock. Marla.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Marilyn.
Hello? How can I help you?
Tell me what your guides have to tell me.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What I was told to tell you is that you're going to have patience and generosity. I'm seeing great benefits, a sign that signifies good luck. Charming people will join you. Okay. Neighbors spreading rumors about you. Okay. Right now, I feel like, hold on. Like right now, I feel like there's a lot of energy that has shifted with you. Seem like kind of off for some reason. I'm trying to look at why it feels off to me. But let me see what we got here. Okay, so here we go. Coming up. Okay, that's kind of crazy. So it took me the Sun card's coming up, so there's a blessing coming your way. And then it says reconciliation. So there's going to be some energy that you need to, I guess, let go of in order for a road to open for you. And then they're saying that the word crossroads is coming up. So there's like a crossroads of energy that seems kind of just stuck. But I'm being told a spirit guide is coming through, a lady. She looks like a woman. Looks young. She's kind of tall. I want to say like 5'8", 5'9". I want to say like an ancestor. And I'm being told that she's going to help you to get through this time. And I do see a change. I want to say probably, hold on. Okay, there's going to be a change in December. That's around the corner.
What kind of change? Is it a relationship or is it hell?
I actually see one of saying it could be possible. The relationship is in the air, but it's really hard to tell. It's like the energy is like you're saying in general, or is in relationship, or is in both. It's actually being told in both. There's something in general that's going to change. And then there's a relationship possibly in the air around that time. Because right now, this is a time for for protection. I would say just to be very careful and just to manifest. Maybe I would say you don't love to be in your life. I would say just to burn some lavender. That would help a lot to manifest things faster
burn.
And to speed things up. To manifest
you burn lavender?
Things faster. Yes. And then
you
again,
burn
get
it?
Experiment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiment would help you too to process things faster.
So lavender and spearmint.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I told you before I was going to have surgery. Supposedly October the 27th. Is that still going on? Because I talked to the doctor receptionist and she hasn't confirmed it, but what day, I mean, she says this day, but then she still hasn't put in all the stuff to my insurance that I have to do. So is
well,
it,
I mean,
it's gonna
there,
be,
there might be a, I see a date change with that. I don't see, I mean, it's a big if, it's not a possible yes, it's kind of just like it's up in the air. And then I mean told that they lost on their end, they lost the paperwork for the date to be due, so they have to look for it. That's why they haven't called you. So they might change, you know, depending on the people that are coming in that day or other people that might have other appointments, so they have to, they might change the date for that. I wouldn't say probably, if anything, it probably won't change until, I'm going to say like 3 days later is what I see. Yeah, 3 to 4 days later that you might get a call and they're going to say, well, you need to change the date due to this or due to that. So don't be surprised if you get a date change. It's a big possibility.
Okay. And
okay.
So, okay. So that's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome. And if you want to call me, you got my cell phone, you can always call me and then you can have more time because I know that we're going over, we're currently, or I think we're not going over the limit, but I just want to make sure that, you know, I can't have enough time, because I don't want to go over it, because I don't know, I might just hang up on us or what. So
no,
I just want to make it real short. Yeah.
You can carry on, Chris.
So.
Yeah, because we got what we'd call archive time. It's okay, mate.
Okay. So you have one more? What is, I guess you have another question, if you have any other questions.
Oh, well, I was talking to two different people, and I got rid of one, and he keeps trying to come back. And then the other one stopped talking to me, but then he called me today. Ask your guide if I should even talk to either one of them or just forget about both of them.
I would say just to give it time and you will get the answer, because the energy seems kind of just off. There's a lot of, I don't know why, but I actually want to say that it could be a job that's being done that's blocking you out. Because I remember when I did that candle, I did see it come out clear. Because I felt like you needed more protection before love. Because love, I mean, love is there. You know, love is always around when it's meant to be. but I just feel that you needed more protection. And I will get to the love candle when I can, but you don't have anybody specific. But for some reason, you just attract this is what they're telling me to tell you. And these are my guides. They're telling me to tell you that you attract nothing but assholes and losers. So maybe you're just in the wrong place, on the wrong side of town, because where you're going is that you're attracting but people that are just shitheads, is what they're telling me. So maybe I can probably center you, because you seem like off, like you're just not centered. And you're just expecting certain places, and it's not benefiting you. That's what I'm being told now. But with the one that seems kind of good, but it's not really good in a way, in a spiritual way, I see that guy, the one that's married, wanting to come back. But I see with him, it's like, I would say out of between both of them, I feel like he's the only one that would probably give you the time and day. But even though by coming off spiritually, he needs to get divorced to make that shit official. But I feel like he's holding on because she's probably got him blackmailed for something, and that's why he's sticking around. Otherwise, I see him leaving her, but it's just, he's just all messed up because he's trying to make it to where she doesn't clean him out, because she might clean him out. So, but that's the only thing, and I'm sorry to say that my guys are like that. My guys will tell you the straight up truth. They will not sugarcoat it. That's why I was told to tell you that You come across assholes and jackasses, so that's the
energy
that you bring in.
That's
you
true.
You probably have to change, but you need to change that mentality of your well-being too. You need to give yourself self-love and self-respect, and maybe if you do that, things might just change for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Be more.
All right.
Be more gentle with your body and spirit.
It's just that I don't go nowhere, and when I do go, I go out to a club, and that's where I meet the jackasses.
that's where you go wrong. So it's not just, I think you have to go to other places, because most people, that when they look for someone, they go to bars, they go to clubs, and that's not the place to look for sincere man.
I really don't go there. I don't go there to look for one. I just go there to have a glass of wine and listen to the music. So happens the jackasses come attract to me while I'm sitting there. You know?
Well, I guess it's because they only want one thing, and they have only one thing in mind, and I'm not going to say what that is, but you know where I'm going with that.
It's true. It's true.
It's a one man thing.
So the stupid married guy keeps bugging me and all that, saying he's going to leave his wife and divorce her and all this trash. But I keep telling him I don't want to be with him because he's married, you know. So, I mean, should I just forget about him? Because I don't want to have a married guy.
I would say if you don't want him, then throw him to the curb and say it's either you get your shit with your wife, try to work things out with me, or this is what I'm being told. Leave me the fuck alone. Period.
Tell him to get, well, I told him that. I didn't even tell him to even get his shit right. I just told him just to leave me the hell alone. I don't want to deal with that crap. Should have never even entered my life being married.
Well, I guess she might not be doing something. She might not be doing something right for him to keep coming back. But we'll talk later. We'll talk later. All right, bye.
All right. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Marla. Marla being our last call in. Okay. Big thank you once again to Chris for joining us this evening. And we'll do it all again next week.
Welcome,
thank you. Thank you, Neil. Have a good weekend. Okay. Right. That's the last one until this time next week, really, ladies and gents, because
Sunday's the next one.
We have a show Sunday coming up with Kelly. Our next show after that will be on the Thursday, all being well, with Bryn. Only an hour, unfortunately, with that one on a Thursday, until we can get somebody to sit in for second hour. And then it's back with Chris again. So at the moment, kind of a little bit choppy, trying to get people to work with us. But, you know, we're still pushing it out there. And I'm sure that if we get the proper support in the right places from people, then things will get better, yeah? So thank you for all those that did try to donate this evening. And the donate button on every page, of course, it helps to keep the shows on air. It helps to keep us going. Archive time is what we're in, and we've got no time to play any music, so we're out of here. Thank you.